the purpose of this meeting was to have it be an introductory meeting for everybody to get to know each other and to see how we could support each other on our shared mission of, you know, changing the world. And I love the three of you are just such kindred spirits. And you've got so many, you know, similarities and alignment in your enthusiasm and your ambitiousness. And I think it's going to be a great synergy between everyone. And I know Steph and Jane already know each other from the retreat and have already felt that. And I think that, you know, Lisa is just another, you know, from that same mold. So the purpose of these calls is actually to help you to give us the like, bouncing ideas off of each other. Other accountable to things that we say we're going to do or not do over the course of the month, and to really reinforce some of the stuff that we might be doing privately and to check in between the private calls. I've already had a two-hour session with Steph and Lisa, and Jane, you're scheduled for next week, and both of them have some good action items already to do, and I know that you will have the same, and I think if we schedule our monthly private calls, like 2 hours, 2 weeks skewed from these calls, it's going to give us that, you know, 2 weeks is a good amount of time to be out there and actually implementing. And then, of course, you know that you've got access to me via the chat, which hopefully you all have figured out. Did you all figure out how to use the chat? I know I've communicated with Jane and Steph on there, Lisa. Oh, and Lisa, too. So all of you have used the chat. So that's a way for you to upload things in between so that on. So I'm hearing myself echo back, and I wonder if that's a function of the speaker. You hear me echoing? Is everybody hearing me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I hear you okay.
Okay. So what I thought we'd do, and that's why I thought it would be great to have it on Google Hangouts so we could see each other because it kind of brings you together, but oh well, we won't do that. The other beauty about the Google Hangout is that there's screen share where it's easy for anybody to share a screen with anybody else. So if you're working on a sales page or an opt-in box or a new handout or something and you want to share it and show us that we could. So between now and our next one, I'll figure it out and maybe we can have a test run to see how to make it work. Anyway, so what I'd love to do is first of all to give everybody an opportunity to share a little bit about who you are, and I think you already know from each other chatting where you're all from, but the who you are and what you're really up to and what your goals are and what you're working on right now and how we could support each other. So just a little, you know, take a couple of minutes to just introduce yourself to the group. Even though Jane and Steph, you know each other, it's a good idea to really focus that. And within that, if you have your elevator speech or you're working on it, you know, that was always the hardest thing for me is like that little sound bite. What do you do? So if you have that, introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Jane, and I help, you know, these kind of people do this kind of thing and get this kind of result. And we'll be working on some of the formats for that, and you'll find one that works. But just to let everybody know and just where you're at and what you're really needing help with. And then we'll go through and be a little bit more strategic, and I have some ideas for how to do that. So who would like to start?
I guess I'll go. This is Jane.
Jane, good. I was going to pick you.
I don't have an elevator speech. I've just been really trying to figure out what I'm doing here. what my direction is going to be. I feel like I'm just kind of redefining myself right now. The latest thing that I've come up with is kind of the title, The Power of Two. And I'm actually looking at possibly doing couples cleansing and couples lifestyle change coaching is really, I think, what I'm thinking about right now. All of my clients just recently, they have been in relationships. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a married relationship. It can be, you know, friends or some kind of partner. One of the things that I realized is that everybody needs support through this. And the last three clients that I had to pull in their spouses because because it was very clear to me that if I didn't do that, it was going to be very hard for them to be successful on their own. And I have had really good results. So one of the things I thought about, I'm like, gosh, why don't I just, because I've been trying to think about what program I was going to be doing through this. You know, how would I, you know, introduce myself online? And so this is what I'm thinking about. This is what has come up for me as my little niche.
I think it's quite interesting and unique. And it might take a little bit of doing to figure out, like, where and how people would find you that way. But I think it's interesting. It's definitely unique.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, and I think especially, I hear you when you say, you know, bringing in the spouses is so critical. And if you just start out on that premise that it's, you know, it's a couple, or it's power of two. I love the power of two. So, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it can be families, too. It's like bringing the whole family unit along. And it's actually worked out really well so far.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting thing, and there's not a lot of competition in that. And that is a niche.
Yeah, there's really none that I've actually seen out there. So.
Cool.
It's just a thought. That's where I've been going, because I had somebody, a naming coach. I tried to figure out how to figure out my name. I don't know why I'm stuck on this darn name. I couldn't figure anything out, and then this came up, and I thought, well, what the heck? I mean, I've done cleanse programs. You know, I've done the liver gallbladder cleanse program. I can always run that online. I just didn't feel quite ready to do that yet, especially with that particular cleanse.
Right.
I felt it was a little too, I don't know. I just don't know if I want to release that to the masses yet. So.
Right. Well, you got to be careful because of the potential backfires that can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't do anything related to that at all. People ask me all the time about liver gallbladder flushes. I'm like, whoa, you know, I don't want to do that with you unless I'm there to watch.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I'll do it with a private client, you know, or a very small group, but I just don't think I can release that to the masses.
Right. 100 people doing a liver gallbladder cleanse at the same time might not be the best.
No.
Mm. Okay, cool. So, great. Thank you. And we'll keep working on that. So who else? Who wants to go next?
I guess I could if
right.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm behind on everything. I don't have an elevator speech, but I can just say I'm Lisa, and I help people meet their health and nutrition goals. I mean, I don't, as I said, I don't have an elevator speech. And I spoke to Dr. Marie last week, and I'm coming up with new verbiage. I'm also redefining or reinventing myself, and I would like to have an online presence. So I'm trying to work out, based on our conversation, how it was together. She had amazing ideas right on the spot. It was fantastic. So I'm still trying to put that into a little document and send it to you. I will do that this week.
Great.
Yeah. And, I'm looking forward to learning how to actually have a lot of things online. So that's pretty much where I'm at as well. Big learning curve.
There is a big learning curve, and I'm going to correct rein in what you just said about looking forward to having a lot of things online, because I think that's the biggest mistake I made that made it take longer for me to really get, you know, a steady stream going was having too much. And if you have a lot of things online, then you have to figure out, well, how am I going to market all this stuff? Whereas if you start with one thing and work with that and then add another and then add another and then figure out how to position them so they work synergistically. So, you know, that may seem odd coming from someone who has, you know, a membership site with, you know, 27 levels or whatever, but I find that I'm in a position where it's like I don't have time to market it all. And there, I know people who have multi-million dollar businesses selling body fat, you know, belly fat burning books at $37 a piece, right? Because they're really focused. And you can that too. And I'm not saying you don't, because you want to cover a wide range of things with your clients, but we'll be talking about focus. And the other thing is, I'm going to also ask you, Lisa, you're not behind in anything. You're exactly where you need to be in the moment. Okay?
Well, that's, okay.
All right, because it's that feeling of I'm behind that causes something in your psyche, in your psychology, to create cortisol or even stress, which interferes with your high-level thinking and your ability to really tune in intuitively to what's needed next. So you're maybe not as far along as you expected yourself to be or want to be, but you're perfectly positioned. And you've got all, I looked at your stuff, you know, the stuff you sent me, and you've got some great stuff set up already. And it's just really a matter of positioning it that people really recognize you for who you are and what you can give them. And we're going to be honing in, all of us, on results. You know, what is the result I provide? People want. They don't want to know that you're going to read their labs and tell them what's wrong with their adrenals.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
know
what that is. So when we talk about it, I have a little video, audio thing that I talk about how to even say what you do to people in a way that always has a so they can, and then that's like a super result. You know, I help people to, let me just think. This is a really trite one. It's not mine, or it's not something I recommend, but this is something I heard people want somebody say. I help women to lose that last 10 pounds so that they fit in their skinny jeans, look sexy and attractive to their partner. Okay, that might not be where you want to go, but I'm saying it's the so that they can, and people resonate with that. Everybody's got a thing that they want, and that's what we do to position what you do in a very deep way to solve these challenges, and I know we're all into that. We're into solving their issues, you know, cleansing, gallbladder flushes, all the things that we do, they're to help people solve their deep problems. But we want to word it in such a way that they go, oh, yeah. And I'll tell you one, I'll give you an example. For me, I would say, oh, you know, when I talk about my before becoming, I'd say, yeah, I help people to balance. People go, oh, really? That's nice. Maybe I should have my mother-in-law talk to you because she has diabetes. And meanwhile, I'm looking at them with their belly hanging over their pants and their foggy eyes, and they're exhausted. They have no idea that they have a blood sugar problem. So I started putting it in a way that they understood. Oh, I help people who have belly fat, brain fog, and burnout to balance their blood sugars and get their health together so they have the energy to live their life with passion and purpose, whatever. And people would look at me and go, oh, I need that. And when I started wording it that way, people would go, everybody would say, oh, I need that. So we want you to really be able to state what you do in such a way that the person you're talking to is going to say, whoa, I need that. Tell me more. Okay? Like versus, oh, Jane, I help people do liver gallbladder flushes. They go like, oh, that's nice. How's the weather? Right? And I help people to, you know, overcome their chronic gas and constipation or their whatever it is you want to focus on. And we'll get more into that. So in the meantime, let's talk to Steph.
Hi, hey, Steph. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey.
So tell everybody a little bit about you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try this. So, except I don't know who my, like, people are. But so I help people get to the root of their health problems so that they can take action through food and lifestyle. And I don't know. I feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough in that I used to kind of have a plan of what I was doing, and I so much don't have much of a plan anymore. The past week, I feel like I'm reevaluating everything, and I need to put it back together. I really want to work with vegans because it's a group of people that I really resonate with. And I really want to work with people who feel like they've been sort of abandoned by the system and they can't find answers, you know, because that was me. The kind of system that I had set up, I wanted them to kind of go through like a sort of a nutrient kind of troubleshooting program and then go through like a more of a full body program. But I know that when I was really sick, I wasn't sitting there going, I wonder if I'm getting all my nutrients. I was sitting there going like, okay, I'm in pain. I want it to stop.
Exactly. That's
pardon?
Like people aren't sitting around going, I want my blood sugar balance. They're going, yeah, I want to get rid of this belly fat, and I hate that I'm exhausted and I can't think straight, right? That's where, so
thanks.
Yes. So you need to, and vegans is fine because people will resonate it, or if it's somebody who wants to be vegan or in the direction of being vegan but doesn't know how, is struggling with how to do it in a way that is healthy and is hearing all the bad press from all the paleo people about how you shouldn't be doing that, then, you know, so.
I mean, that's great, but that's not going to float my boat at the end of the day.
So you really
I'm really
want to
not
work.
Sure.
People are committed.
Like,
to
I get the most fun working with the people who are in the most pain and have, you know, great success. That's the most fun for me, to see someone get their life back. I don't care if they're vegan.
Okay, so you don't care if they're vegan. Hello? Can the rest of you still hear me? I lost Steph. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
Lisa, you're still there. Jane, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And Steph's mic is going green as if she's still talking. So, Steph, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So I'm not sure what happened there. But your mic is green, and that usually means that you're talking. I can usually see who's, you know, got a dog barking in the background because the mic turns green. So we can still hear you. So the best, there, she called back in. Okay, she's
I'm back, yeah.
So now we have two Janes and two Steps. So will the real stand up? Okay, I'm going to get rid of the one. So Step, talk.
Okay, I'm talking.
Okay, so I'm going to get rid of the one that's constantly green. I'm just going to remove that one. Okay, so Steph, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, perfect. Now, so you were saying, first you said you did want to work with vegans, and then you said you didn't want to work with vegans, or you didn't care if they were vegans. So I'm a little confused, so let's keep going.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't really care if they're vegan or not. And I don't think at the end of the day that's just going to be exciting enough for me to help people understand where to get stuff. I don't think that's going to be exciting enough for me. And I was kind of setting that up to lead people into a more complete program where they can kind of be a better steward of their body. And I don't think naturally you would want to go from learning about nutrients to learning about how to take care of your body. I think I need to reevaluate my whole kind of system that I was setting up.
Yep. Okay. So what I'm hearing, and I'm going to use a phrase that resonated with me, is the stealth transformation. So what they're looking for is to get out of pain. And your job is really right that in or speak that in a way that hits where they're at with their pain. And the way you're going to do it is to teach them about how to well-nourish their body. So you're going to teach them about the vitamins and minerals and various things that they're going to need to balance in order to get their health back. And you're going to help them to discover the underlying cause.
Right.
But that's not what you're leading with.
But yeah, so exactly, I can't lead with that because that's too intense and that's going to take a whole year and I can't just like, you know, there has to be something before that. You know, it's going to take a lifetime.
But all, yes, exactly. You know, and I do that with my year-long program that I've got, you know, starting right now. But so for you then, it's really identifying, and I think for all of us, it's identifying one area to start with. And this is what a coach did to me many years ago. He said, look, Yeah, you help people with their thyroid, their adrenals. You help them figure out what's wrong with them, what the energy is. But isn't there a process or an order or something that you could do that's part of your big system that you could just do and take out? And the one I chose was the blood sugar, because I felt like it was such a hidden problem. So you could take something like you could create a lead-in with inflammation, right, where you're going to talk pain and dysfunction. But the underlying cause is inflammation. So then you can get into really helping people with all those things that create the chronic inflammation, you know, fatty acid imbalances and toxicity and the whole.
Yeah, that sounds way more fun to me. That's way more fun and more effective than what I was thinking before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
so it's a matter of not going to say I help vegans, blah, 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 unless you really do want to isolate to vegans. But I help people who are struggling with X. I help this group who are struggling with X, and it's okay to keep it as people at this point. Because sometimes it's hard to say. I say that with people. I say I help people who are ambitious, exhausted, to blah, blah. But I've struggled with the people part too, and sometimes it's harder to get the people. But what's the transformation? And lead with one pain point. You have to stick with it. You know that. But what's one pain point? What's something that, if you would have read, I help people with, when you were really struggling and you were sick, I help people with X to get to the root cause, clear it up so that they can, you know, become full of energy, vibrant, and live their life the way they should. What would that have been?
If I had read, like what I was Googling when it first started for me, I was Googling, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, natural cure.
Had you already been given the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic, or is that something that you kind of self-diagnosed?
That is what they said it likely was, but my numbers weren't bad enough. So then after that, there were a couple of years with the rheumatologist. And so that period of waiting for it to be bad enough to be diagnosed as something was my Googling period.
Yeah, so what you're going to find is people will Google a diagnosis if they've been given one, and they'll Google the diagnosis and natural cure, or they'll diagnose pain point. Or they'll, pain point, or they'll
joint
Google
pain. Joint pain, swelling, something like that.
And there are enough people with joint pain and swelling that you could lead with something like that if you wanted to. I mean, it's part of so many different autoimmune diseases and so many different conditions that you would have a big enough audience. So one of the tools I don't know if you guys know about is if you're struggling with what is it, what's the audience you really want to reach, or what's the pain you want to lead with. And it's not like saying you have to be married to this forever, right? It's just, what do you want to lead with right now? And a way to tell if it's a good, viable thing is there's a thing on Google, let me find it, the list. I changed it recently, but it's the way that people decide which AdWords they're going to pay for. I think it used to be called AdWords. Let's see what happens. To be a keyword tool. Try it again. It's be called adwords.google.com/keyword-tool-external.
Keyword tool. What keyword?
Keyword. I'm just going to do a Google search on that because I don't remember the exact spelling. And I'm on a new computer, so it doesn't come up in my saved list. there are some things in our library, keyword planner, here we go. Okay, so adwords.google.com/keyword planner. And you see you didn't have to sign AdWords to do it. Use it all the time. I'm just my other computer. My other computer may have it. Because it's a good place for just playing around with, yes, I want to, you know, how I want to see how many people are searching for this particular thing. I think it's a great idea. Like power of two, how many people are searching for that? Probably none, right? So you really want to, but how many people might be me looking for, you know, couples coaching or you'd have to look to see. And the words just to describe it may not be the words that you fall in love with that resonate best for you, but they're words that other people are looking for that are similar. And let me.
Right.
So it might not be the language that we would use right now for ourselves, but we're trying to get in touch with the language that people actually use.
Yep. Another one called spyfoo.com, but they charge you. This Google thing, I just found another one. I'll send you guys this in the chat. Some of these are long URLs that there's no way I would be able to. So the AdWords keyword choose closed, and then there's this thing on the 10 best alternatives. So I haven't done it in a while. Send you this link in the chat, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Pretty sure I can. I'll do it after the call. I'm going to leave it up because I don't have that window open and I don't want to waste your time. But that's just one of the things. It's like when you're going for how do you want to present yourself. Like for me, I went with energy, like increasing energy, because it was a cheat. It was kind of, it's generic, but most people are saying they don't have enough energy. And it allowed me within the not enough energy, well, they could have digestive stuff, they could have adrenal stuff, they could have thyroid, they could have whatever. And I was able to keep it broad without, but narrow it down, right? So it's, for you, it's like, well, who are you most passionate about working with and how do you go with it? You go into the site. There's a new thing. Hopefully Stacy opened it up right now. You should see on your right side, it's going to change names, but it's a business piece. Let me redo this. We renamed it. But the very first, recording is on choosing your target audience and designing the practice of your dreams. It's an hour long, and I'm about to edit it because there was somebody that saved it as a humongous file, and it takes about 10 minutes before it starts when you get in there. But it just gives you some ideas and things I've gathered along the way from the myriad of coaches that I've worked
Hello
with.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
There it is.
Where is that on our site?
I'm not sure if it's up yet, but it should be by the end of the day because Stacy was working on getting it up. But if you look on your membership dashboards on the INE, mm-hmm. see one that says Healthpreneur and in parentheses. And it's actually a name we're not going to use anymore, so we're going to change that to a name we just came up today, which is Nutritional Endocrinology Success Tools. And it spells NEST. So that's, we like acronyms, right? So NEST will be how to build your nest, how to, you know, get people into your nest, how to build your nest egg. And it'll be.
Well, I think I'd be access to genomics because I would like to really learn how to, well, I am actually starting to use it and also help people, you know, with their, you know, their supplements and all that based on their genes. So that's
great. Yeah, so that should be opened, at least according to,
yeah. Yeah, it is. I started listening to it. I mean, it's great. It's really great. And the way you put the 23andMe thing together, and it was really fantastic. So I've already started to.
Good. Yeah, and that's going to get better because I'm going to, you know, I just got so frustrated with what was out there and how confusing it was even to me. I'm like, I've been doing this for a long time, and this is way too confusing. I can't explain this to other people. So I'm just trying to create it, you know, simplify it down, but also let people know it's, it really boils down to lifestyle and diet and then the right for the person. It's not just like Amy Yasko, you go fill out her thing, and she'll give you a 54-page report that tells you, you know, 3 or 4 pages of supplements you should be taking, but doesn't talk about your lifestyle. And I'm a healthy person, and I plugged my genetics into that, and I literally got over 100 supplements that I should be taking. I mean, none of us feels comfortable telling a patient that. I mean, that's crazy. You know, that's insane. Yeah. Okay. So we're getting off track and off topic, but that's okay. That's what these calls are about. It's like really about what can we do to support you. So, Steph, do you feel a little bit like in the a little bit more clear or more fuzzy?
Yes. No, I feel way better. I'm really on the verge of a breakthrough now.
Okay, good. Because what you had said to me earlier was something like I help people to, and it just didn't land because that's not what people are looking for. They're not looking to balance their nutrition. I mean, they may be, but it's why they
don't want really.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, most people, if they could get away with drinking beer and pizza and eating chocolate cake and have vibrant health and know that they were going to be protected into old age and, you know, have decreased risk of all kinds of diseases, which do you think they'd choose, kale salad or beer and chocolate cake? Most people would go the route that's more, quote-unquote, pleasant for them. I mean, I think I'm so brainwashed at the time, no matter what science showed me and said, yes, you can eat chocolate cake and it won't hurt you, I wouldn't believe it, right? Just give me my kale salad. But that's not what people want. Now, if you're going for an audience of vegans or raw foodists, right, they've already made the decision that they want to be healthy, and the avenue that they want to go is veganism or raw food. And then you can say, well, I help you to do it in a way that you're not going to create imbalance, because a lot of people go to veganism and raw food and create more imbalance than they had to start with because they don't know how to do it. Really. Those are just different niches. That's a niche that Karen Noller chose, was raw food, raw foodist. You know, and that's who she targets towards. Trevor Justice chose vegetarian. Right? They've already decided they want to go. For us, we're choosing, you know, we maybe if that's the avenue, that's great. I chose to go with, I want people who really want to feel their best and have tons of energy and are sick and tired of getting the runaround with the practitioners who just keep giving them prescriptions. Right? So really outline who you love to work with. Somebody gave me this thing, and I fought it at the beginning, but I eventually did it, was pick your favorite client, that client that you see them on your calendar and you're just so happy because you just love working with them. What are their attributes?
Great.
Who's that pain in the ass client that you're going, oh, my God, why did I sign her up for a six-month program? I should have just told her. Come it again. Oh, right? There's some like that.
Yes.
Attributes there. Right? So if you can sit and contrast what you really love to work with and the energy suckers, then you're going to start to language in such a way that the energy suckers aren't going to come.
Right.
Okay? I used to have lots of energy suckers in my early days of practice until I got really clear. And now I know exactly how to do an enrollment conversation with someone when I don't want them to sign. And that's what I do when I... Oh, yeah, here's like 20 things you can do, and I think you should do this and this and this and this and this, which is what we all used to do, and maybe some of you still do when you're trying to get them on. Yeah, we'll do this and this and this, and they go, okay, thank you. Now, do you want to sign up for 6 months? Like, no, you just gave me enough things to keep me busy for the rest of my life. Thank you. Have a good life. Right?
Yeah.
We push them away when we do touch, and we pull them in when we just kind of go in. So when you, if you know how to detect the energy suckers, you're going to get them right from the start, and you're going to go, this isn't a person for me. But there are other practitioners out there who resonate just fine with that personality type. And I think it's real important for you to not just be hungry for new clients, but for, be hungry for optimal, ideal clients that just make you feel great at the end of the day. Mm. And the more clear you are in your messaging, the more you're going to get those people there. And, you know, I know you and I worked out that whole ring thing, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I bet, you know, what I'd encourage you to do is not, if you're deciding to repurpose some stuff, to not throw everything away, have something to replace it with.
Yeah, I really want to keep the main big package that I've been working on, because the people I love working with are people who are really self-empowered and they are ready to take action, not the kind of they want someone to save them and help them thing. Because those are the ones where it's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to keep that. I just need to make something that makes those people come instead of the other people.
And you know what? You can be real clear in your messaging. This is not for you if. And I don't know if you remember, but at Spring Into Vitality, when I talked about the program, I actually said, and in the document, it said, this program is not for you if you like to whine and complain and you want someone else it all for you. Not all right? Whine and complain and have somebody else tell you what to do. Walk away with a list of 5 pills to take. They don't work or they create new problems. You go back, you whine and you complain again, and you get a new set of pills. That's not what we do. That's not what you do. That's not what you're about. Right?
No.
Don't be afraid to put it out there. This is not for you if. Make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Anybody else have any input on that or struggles with that? Let's really just talk about that, because I think getting your messaging clear is an important topic. And you know what? It's never going to be perfect. So, Lisa, you're not going to say, well, I'm behind, I don't have it right. It's never going to be perfect. You're always going to be evolving it.
Yeah, but I like your energy, increased energy and vitality. That's really good. That's really good in general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Most people want that. Most people are struggling from fatigue for whatever reason. Now, if somebody decides they want to focus on digestive, you like really love digestive stuff, there's a great market for it, because somebody comes and sees, oh, look at Lisa. She helps people calm the fire of digestive upset. And they're like, yeah, every time I eat, my stomach burns. She specializes in that. I'm going to go to her. Versus, oh, there's Lisa. I have this burning in my stomach, and she helps people regain their vitality. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm more attracted to somebody who helps people with digestive burning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you box yourself into a niche, and into a specific, you know. And or freebies to start, or recipe guides, or whatever. That cover specific areas, very specific that you should. So if I'm in a group of people, like I'm at a group of moms and I'm talking to them and they say, what do you do? I'm not going to say, I teach health practitioners how to dig into the depths of what's going on with their clients and get results. They're going to go, oh, that's nice. I'm not a health practitioner. But I can. In that group of moms, I help people who are busy and torn in lots of different directions to create meal plans that are easy to do, fully nourish, and keep their families healthy. That group is... Well, so women are not going to resonate with that. So you can be kind of a chameleon if you have a ways to deal with multiple things, especially if you're mostly doing one-on-one counseling. That's the importance of what you're learning in the Master of Enrollment is you start by finding out more about them, and then you tailor the way you approach it to what they need, if it's something you can do, right? If somebody comes to me and says, you know, they say, well, I have, you know, prostate problems, and I have this, that, and the other thing, and it's something that I don't really have a specialty in, then I might someone else. But for the most part, the average people that are going to come to your website or that you're going to meet at a networking event are going to be people who have problems that you can solve. So, you know, the whole thing about having your elevator speech is like being real flexible with it so that you can chat with the people where they're at and attract them in and give them the, what I called earlier, the stealth transformation. I'll tell you, I was at an event a few months ago, and it was called 3 Days to Cash, and it was totally different than what I expected it to be. But what she had us do was go around the room, and she said, you're always got to be on the prowl, so to speak, for people who are your potential clients. And they're everywhere. They're in the supermarket. They're people you're going to meet standing in line at the bus stop, at the car dealership, any of those. So it's how to start a conversation with them to find out what their needs are. So you say, hey, I'm Steph. I'm a health coach. I help people from, you know, great lives, you know, through health care. So tell me a little bit about what's some of your health challenges or what kind of things do you think about or wonder about regards to health? You get them at this event. Then she said, and once they start talking, you sell them something. This is what this event was about. So I at first I was like, okay, I have to have my speech design. You know, this is what I'm going to say and this is what I'm going to sell them. But then I realized that I had to really listen. And one person say, I'm really concerned about bones and my bone density because my mom had just broke a hip and I'm really concerned about that. And I'd say, oh, well, if I could share a way using food and supplements and herbs that you could help strengthen your bones and it wouldn't be that hard to do, would you be interested? And they go, well, yeah, hell yeah. I go, well, I have this little course. It's called Eating for Bone Health. And it's a set of videos and it's got a recipe guide and it's got a whole set of nutrients that you should be looking at and tests you can do to really see what the status of your bones are. And it's, you know, it's generally at $27 and today I'm giving it to you for $20. I sold one of those. Next person I talked to said something about hormone balance. I did the same thing because I had this eating for hormone balance, little Google Hangout kind of class that I'd done. And, you know, it went on and on. And Lisa, I know you've got tons of materials that you've developed that if you were run into somebody and they started talking about, oh, my God, I have heartburn up the wazoo and I don't know what to do about it and the doctor wants to put me on these proton pump inhibitors and I just don't want to go on the drugs because I've heard that they're not good for me. And you could say, well, you know, if I could share with you a little bit about how to get that problem under control, would you be interested? And then you could either basically you give them, you know, give them something free. Well, you know, here's my website. Let me take down your, give me your card, and I will send you a link where you can get access to my little handout on, you know, simple things that you can do. And so when we get through this year together, you'll have a strategy for moving them from free to paid, from free to low price paid and into high price paid, which is your consultation. Whereas if you had said to them right there, oh, well, I do health consultations, and, you know, $150 is an initial consultation, you can come into my office and I'll find out everything about you. They don't know you well enough. And one of my kind of on the marketing, internet marketing side gurus said, he said, you know, it's like when you do stuff like that, it's like you go out on a date with somebody and it's the first time and you're talking about getting married. And they say, well, oh, I like you a lot. This is a great date. Can we get married? It's like too big a commitment. But if you said, hey, can we get together again next week? So if you say to that person, hey, I've got this little free report on my website, and I'll send you a link so that you can get it, and then you capture their name, then you have one set up of wooing them and whining them and pinning them before you ask them to marry you. And you're going to find that you get way more people that you wouldn't have gotten because you just wouldn't have even opened up the conversation with them. That's just a glimpse of what's to come, and I'll be working with each of you individually with what is your piece, you know, what are you going to lead with if you don't already have it, and then how are you going to get them from that to your prime, you know, your money-making offer, and also then how do you leverage it in between so that you can get more people in at a lower price point so they don't have to spend, you know, $1,500 to coach with you for 3 months. Make sense?
Yeah.
Anybody have, you know, any questions or comments about that?
But if you want to, I mean, I think that's a really great idea, but if you want to, like, take it just onto the web, then I need to make these sort of pages that would resonate with people, that they would think, this person could help me with digestion or whatever.
Right. And you would have different options, and you would lead people in different ways. So say you decided you did want to have a digestion, a little mini course on digestion, let's just say, and we decided we're going to work on that for you, and your little ebook is going to be on digestion, and it's going to be a low price purchase, and then that's going to lead them to your 5-week program on how to balance their digestion, right? So say that's what we decided to do. We're going to figure out ways to get people to that free little, you know, 5 simple strategies to quench the fires of digestive whatever, right? And they're going to go, oh, yeah, I have that. I'm going to sign up for it. And then you lead them through. It's how do you get people to that, right?
Yeah.
So it may be that you and I invite you to my radio show, and we do a talk on calming the fires of digestion. And at the end of that show, you say, and I say, hey, you got to get more from Lisa. Go get her book. Go get her little free book. It's going to give you some of the first steps to do. And then I'm going to let you take it from there. I'm not going to try to sell them something of yours on my radio show because that wouldn't be appropriate, right? But I will give them a free gift on my radio show so that they can go get it. And then you and I will have worked out the back end of that so that once they get it, you know, a percentage of them are going to go, ooh, I like that. I'm going to go to the next step and pay, you know, $12 or $9 or something small to get her next thing, which is 5, you know, wonderful recipes that keep your that heal your digestive tract or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to lead them to your program and ultimately a small percentage of those into doing private coaching with you. But you want to hone that down. You don't want as much of that, so you're going to have it set up in such a way that the percentages of people that closer and closer to the center are going to dwindle. Naturally, they do because of the price point and all. So you'll just naturally get the numbers that you want in that center circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what I'd like all of you to be thinking about is what are you, like, most excited about sharing? Like, what do you want that first, like, I think, Steph, you already have your freebie, but what do you want that freebie to be? What do you want your next one to be, or how do you want to enhance it? Or is that the one that you're most passionate about? Right? I think you and I talked about it last time, Steph, and it wasn't. We kind of talked about ways to revamp that so that it did float your boat a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because it doesn't have to be 20 of them, right? It doesn't have to be. Let's start with the one. Get that one working. And then say, okay, what's the next problem I want to help them solve? Okay, I've got that. Let's go to headaches now, right? And then you go to headaches, and you create the same kind of stream with headaches. Videos
right.
about headaches and driving them to your freebie. Okay, I'm just kind of giving you the broad picture of where we're going to go over this year. It'll all make sense, and you'll be excited that I didn't let you create 5 freebies to start with. Because it dilutes your energy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be super excited and I'm going to want to create a freebie all about inflammation.
Okay.
How long should it be?
Good question, right? It doesn't have to be long at all. And if somebody's suffering, they don't want a 30-page treatise on prostaglandins and leukotrienes and, you know, icosapentaenoic acid and how it gets converted and blah, 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 right? They don't
want
to know that.
So what do they want?
What do they want? They want to know that there's a reason for their inflammation and that there are some very specific, you know, pathways related to the fats that they're eating, and that by a simple starting point would be to choose the fats that they're eating. That their inflammation can be related to deficiencies of B vitamins, which affect those pathways related to the fats, and that
right.
eating processed foods can affect their inflammation. Nobody might have told them that, right?
Totally.
They want to hear
yep.
specific things that they can do. Maybe it's to going gluten-free. But it's making a connection, right? You want to make the connection between this is the habit, internal chemical thing, and you only give them a little bit of that in a freebie, and this is
right.
the end result. But that, oh my God, there's some real specific scientific reasons that eating processed foods and eating the wrong kinds of fats and eating hydrogenated fats. It's not just like hydrogenated fats are the evil guys. Don't eat them. It's right. Now they understand. So you give them a little, like if you look at the fats module that I gave you, there's some stuff you could pull out of there, but simplified.
Right?
And that these pathways I've given you, I have them as firefighters and fires.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Right? But that's what you give them in a freebie because you don't want to scare them away too much. And then you want to give them, here's your call to action. Here's what you do now. But over the next, few weeks, once you start to put this into place, you're going to be wondering, like, what do I eat now? And I have this $1, $3, $5, whatever, little recipe guide of anti-inflammatory recipes.
So, I could just kind of go a little bit into it, and then I can just keep that information, the rest of the information, for myself, for something else at the back end.
I've made, and I need to go back and correct, is that I give so much in my freebie that they're not ready to take the next bite because they haven't fully digested the first bite. So you give them some specific things they can do so that they're going to be ready for the next step in a few days or immediately.
Yeah, see, that's my problem. That's exactly my problem as well. But then when I look at this problem like inflammation, I can't see the forest for the trees because there's so many aspects of it
to give them three.
So, just pick two or three.
Yeah, there could be three simple strategies that you can do right away to quench the fires of your inflammation.
Cool. Okay.
And end your joint pain or end your stomach pain or whatever, but to quench the fires of inflammation. You probably have a sophisticated enough set of people that know that their symptoms are related to inflammation.
Yes.
I have a book that you guys you probably already have access to it in that thing. It's called Eat Your Way Out of Pain. And all that was made from was a two-hour talk I did, which I probably got way more details into, but into the inflammatory pathways. But people hear it, eat your way out of pain. Yeah, I like that. Make sense?
Yeah. Brilliant. Yes.
We are so far along in our studies and our knowledge that we could easily create one of these freebie things in a couple of months most.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm too deep. And so I have to really get back and make it better. I guess we all go a bit too deep in this.
Fast. The people want to go deep, but not so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I go deep. Look at any of the stuff from my energy route. Look at that presentation on nutrigenomics. That was from my tumor class.
Yeah.
But I tell people, you're deep like this. But that's the kind of people I like to attract, is people who want to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
They may not realize that at the beginning because they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
I help them with their pain.
But when you get like,
And Lisa, that's what I'm here for, right? You can start to go too deep, and I'll pull you back.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And you might make something that you say, here's my freebie, and I'll get, great, that's five freebies.
Yeah.
Okay? And you can do the freebies can be a series, if you really want to capitalize on going deeper, is you create a series of, say, YouTube videos or a series of simple little screencast videos, and if you don't know how to do those, we'll go through how to do those, where you actually take little under 10-minute segments, and you give them chunks, and then you give them next chunk, and then you give them next chunk, and that increases your marketing. So I'm working on this program with a guy whose name is Frank Kern, and he's a brilliant marketer, but I really resonated with the way he's doing this, is he said, when you have a particular topic, like say you have a particular program that your focus is to get people into, is that there are a lot of people who are going to get attracted to it from different places. And a lot of times we've been told, okay, focus it, just do the digestive thing or just do the whatever, focus it down. And his thing is to create for each of the the things you want them to purchase, you're going to have like five different freebie pages that lead to it. Now, that's more sophisticated than where you guys are at, but I know that based on how you guys like to go deep and explain a lot of stuff, that that would be exciting to you. Like, oh, so I could have one freebie that talks about the herbs that help with inflammation. I can have another one that talks about the fats, and I can have another one that talks about the vitamins and minerals, and I can have another one that talks about the dietary foods that actually create inflammation, and I can have another one that teaches you recipes. You have five different things, and different people will resonate with different ones, and they're all going to lead to the same, you could actually have it all lead to the same freebie if you wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But lead in that way in different ways that are going to track where they're at. So we'll get more into those things down the road. Right now I want you each to really be thinking about what's that freebie that you want to be your main focus. Mine right now is seven simple strategies to jumpstart your energy practically overnight. It speaks to what I speak to, which is energy. It gives them way too much, and I was told that I should only give them one strategy and then charge them for the book that I'm giving them for free, and maybe someday we'll work on that. What is it you can get really about offering them, right, to get them started, to get them in your fold? Okay? Do you have any thoughts, Jane? Well, you're still what it should be, but you and I will have our talk next week, and I'll have more of a focus on it.
No, I don't really have very many thoughts about it right now. I actually feel quite overwhelmed.
Yeah, we'll get you over that. Steph and Lisa, I've already had my two-hour talks with them, and I've really, like, dissected what they've got and where they could go, so they're probably not as overwhelmed. I'm giving you a broad overview, right? This is just an intro call. From here, we're going to really make them be working calls, and each of you will have things that you're working on, right? And we'll have our individual calls where we really hone in on that. And on these calls, feel free to, like, in advance, send an email to everybody and say, here's the freebie that I just put together. What do you think? Or here's the opt-in page for the freebie.
One of the things, back to the when you were talking about the Google keywords.
Yes.
That I have been taught is when you go on, you pick keywords that are between, you get hits of between like 500 and 1,500 like a month. And you don't go higher than that so that you pop up on the internet easier, because you don't want to be competing with, you know, the 50,000 keywords that says health.
I would say that theory, in theory, but the numbers are a little bit off. 500 to 1,500 are not enough. what I've been taught is up to 75,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
5,000 then, but there's also, that's what I loved about this tool, it would tell you what the competition was for those keywords.
Okay.
This is for free traffic. If you're going for paid traffic, it may be different because I haven't done the paid traffic. But when you're going for organic traffic, it was under 75,000 because people say, yeah, a million people a month are looking for that, that's it. Yeah, but you're competing with, you know, all those biggies, right?
Well, the only thing that comes, when I'm doing all these searches, the only thing that really comes up is either, you know, WebMD, you know, large database kind of companies, and it's not even little service providers anymore. I mean,
what,
you need to find
looking for?
Oh, I did this exercise. It was a while ago when I was looking it up, and in my own exercise, and, you know, the stuff that was coming up was, you know, if you were looking for a practitioner didn't even show up. You know, it showed up. You know, just these. If you put in a keyword like if someone was looking for a symptom or a diagnosis, or they're looking for a practitioner that helps with depression, then all these things on depression would show up in all these, you know, WebMD, the people that were writing articles. That's what's showing up,
right,
on all these searches.
Right. It's because those guys spend a fortune getting their stuff out in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
People do find, I mean, people. I find that people find me in lots of weird ways. So if you were to do a search on, let's just go back to your liver gallbladder flush, right? Mm-hmm. If I just type in liver gallbladder flush, the top thing I get, of course, is people selling products. So those are the paid ones. Then there's curezone.com. Then, of course, QuackWatch has to show up. If you have a topic that QuackWatch doesn't show up, it's probably not a good topic because QuackWatch will dash everything. If you make it to QuackBusters, you're probably in the big time because everybody who's big gets into QuackBusters.
That's awesome.
Yes, go liver gallbladder, widely advocated, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you're a quack if you do that. Then there's science-based medicine, healthy bliss. This looks like somebody, liver gallstone flush recipe and info. And there are ways that you can get up there in the searches using YouTube and Google, the Google Plus, like putting a lot of things on Google Plus and even doing Google Hangouts. And I'm just starting to learn those pieces, and I'll be sharing with you as I learn. But yeah, there's a lot of them here. I'm not even seeing WebMD at all on gallbladder flushes.
Yeah, not on gallbladder, yeah.
Yeah, like the fifth one down is somebody, the lowfatveganchef.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in the vegan forum, the Mayo Clinic's way down there. Yeah, so the trick is to find those keywords that people are searching for that are not going to get, you know, that the big guys haven't already taken. And they call them long tail keywords. Excuse me. Give me a second.
Long tail keywords.
I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Long tail keywords means that, so say I'm looking for something on hypothyroidism. If I type hypothyroidism, that's a single word. Let me just see what happens. And I come up with Mayo Clinic, Endocrine Web, WebMD, Wikipedia, you know, everybody. Because that's a short tail keyword. That's just hypothyroidism. But if I type in hypothyroidism and herbal medicine, then I get more small guys coming up. Mind, mm-hmm. Body, Clean, NativeRemedies.com, Women's Health Network, Dr. Oz shows up, Dr. Axe, Natural Endocrine Solutions, right? So if the long tail would be taking that primary keyword, like which would be liver gallbladder flush, and in that case, that was a good one. So, but hypothyroidism or herbal medicine is a whole lot. Now, the trick would be to go into the keyword search and see who is, are there people searching for hypothyroidism, herbal medicine? My guess is there are.
Yeah.
And if there's between 10 and 75,000 is what I've been taught, people searching for that on a monthly basis, and the competition for that is medium or low, then that's a good one for you to go with. I played with this whole long tail keyword, and at one point I did one adrenal, I think it was adrenal fatigue, gluten free. I think it was just gluten free. Let me see. Like a lot of people aren't looking for that, but I did that, and I just started using a set of keywords in every post that I put out on my blog, and within a week I was on the top page. And if I did gluten, adrenal fatigue, gluten-free, raw foods, then I probably still show up. Yeah, I'm number three. That's a long tail keyword. I don't know how many people are looking for adrenal fatigue using gluten-free raw foods, but I'm number three on the search. I'm number two on the search and number three. Okay, so it has to.
You don't do anything paid, right?
I don't do anything paid. No, not yet. Not yet.
You're thinking about it?
Yes, but I have to learn more because I feel like I'd be wasting my money at this point if I don't really learn it, and I am learning. And I probably will do it not so much on the Google, but starting with Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook seems pretty good.
Yeah, and you're not going to lose as much money. And I'll share with you what I'm learning through this course. okay. that I'm currently sort of taking. I mean, I say sort of because I haven't been past the first lecture. Does that make sense? So you're looking for those keywords that you can look up that resonate with what you do, but that not a lot of people have competition for. You don't want to have competition with the guys with the big budget.
Right, right.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yep, it does.
Okay. Any questions? Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns before we wrap up? And this will be just our intro call. We have 12 calls like this. We'll start officially in August. We'll do them on the third Wednesday of the month. Because we're a small group, if you ever have a conflict and you let us know in advance, we can probably reschedule it so that we can all make it.
Awesome.
Okay? And then we'll specifically be getting together and talking about what we're working on. I think that I'm looking back at my calendar. Do you remember, Steph or Lisa, when I think we had our private call at the beginning, right, at the first week in the month maybe?
Yeah,
I feel like mine is on the 9th.
First Tuesday or something of the month.
Lisa. Yeah. So if we're meeting privately on the first Tuesday and then we get together again as a group on the third Wednesday, we'll have a lot to be sharing. And yeah. We're going to walk away from each and every one of your private calls with, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 actions to work on. Not 6 mm-hmm. or 7, right, Lisa? Just 1 to 3. Because if you commit to too many things, you're not going to make it, and then you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay? And if it's a big thing, then it's going to be 1. And then we'll have checkpoints in between. You can upload things to the website. Say, hey, have a look at this. There's something weird happened out there, and I think I have 2 logins. And one is my name and one is the admin. And when I log in under 2 of them, I see different things. So I suddenly logged in as, I think, myself instead of the admin. And I saw that Steph and Jane had sent me a whole bunch of messages. So I'm trying to work that confusion out with my web guy and make sure that they're all showing up in the same place. So if you send me something on that chat and you don't hear back from me in 48 hours, I probably didn't see it because I'm really good about getting back quickly. And so if that happens, then coaching. Or use the voicemail thing. Did you see on that on our site? Anybody see that?
Yeah, I did.
You just send a voicemail. And if you have a microphone on your computer, you could use that. So if you do that on your iPad, it should work. iPhone. The other thing that I just got introduced to, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but when I found out about it, my son turns out he uses it to communicate with his friends. It's called Vox, V-O-X. Has anybody heard of that?
No.
No, but I have Viper. Vipers must be similar, yeah.
Okay. Do you have iPhones? What kind of phones do you guys have?
iPhone.
I have an Android. I have a Samsung.
What was that, Lisa?
I'm on Samsung and Android.
Really hard to hear. I think the Vox works on iPads as well, but it might be something we can explore because you could just pick up your phone and say, hey, you know, I've got this idea. I just had this brainstorm about the name, and this is what you think, and I could just hit my button back and say, I really like it, or here's what I would do to fix it. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And we could communicate quickly back and forth that way. So look it up on your devices, V-O-X, and I'll give you my ID that you can hook up to me. I don't have my phone here. I thought I did. It must still be in another room somewhere or buried under some papers. But I'll just shoot you guys a message on it. And you guys, do all of you have my cell phone number?
I think no.
Right. But I want to make sure you do because if ever you need a quick, the best way is the cell phone because I can't answer you right away if I'm on calls, but I can go back and just text you. So texting is the best way, not calling it, but actually texting it is a good way to get me. If you just need a real quick, hey, you know, can you take a look at this web page or what do you think of this, the name for this or whatever, and it's something that you just don't want to wait the 2 weeks between the calls to be able to explore it because made a quick decision, I'm there for that. So feel free to do that. Especially when I'm traveling, the text is better than the board on the line. We look on your page where it says the bulletin board place where it says NBA calls and coaching. I think my cell phone is on that page.
Oh.
Or if it isn't, it should be. No, it's not. It's on the page on the regular site. Anyway, take this down. 512-507-063. And another good way is a Skype, just use a message in the Skype chat. Because when I'm out of the office, I always have Skype on my phone, so I get the chat messages.
Okay, either so the way, phone number 512-507-063?
6063, yep.
Okay. Nine numbers
here, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
No, 10. It should be 10. 512 is the area code.
Mm-hmm.
507.
Mm-hmm.
6063.
Okay. Okay. I didn't hear that yet.
Okay. And then when we come to these calls, it would be helpful. I've got a form. I'll send it out to you, like a pre-session type of thing that you can fill out before these calls and also before your private calls, just to give me an idea of some of the things you're working on and what you might want to be focusing on. And that way I can help focus the attention. It's easy to go all over the map. And I want us to stay focused. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, I'll send you a little form, you know, pretty much like, hey, you know, what are you working on? What do you need help with? What are you struggling with? What are your successes over the last couple of weeks? Those in the day before your calls or this call, then that helps us to focus. And if you don't get a chance to get that in, just really sit like the 5 minutes before the call and make yourself a list of the things that you want to really accomplish at the end of the call. And I think that's the way we will start the calls. It's like, okay, what is the thing you want to accomplish and what is the thing you need help with? And I'll write it all down and we'll make sure that we wind our way back to that. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
Whenever you have feedback, concerns, issues, things you need that you're not getting, just, you know, it's an open door, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any last minute thing? Okay, I want to hear from each of you one thing that you're taking away from this that you're going to work on. I want to start with Jane. That's the way we started before.
I'm not sure. I just think I need to get more focused on my own business.
Focused on what you want to lead with, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you want to get people in with right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you and I will speak next week, and it'll become a lot more clear. And make sure you get me that form before, like, you know, the day before at least, because I'd like to have it 2 days before so I have a time to read it and absorb it and kind of sit with it.
Okay.
Business form. Okay, good. So, Steph, what are you going to be working on?
I'm going to kind of axe my nutrient program for now. And I'm going to go back and focus on something with inflammation and see if I can map that out and make it something that I would really like to do.
Okay. So where are you going to start with that, though? That's a big project, mapping it out. What are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with the freebie.
Huh?
But I just want to make sure that I'm focusing on the three things in the freebie that make the most sense.
Perfect. And Lisa?
I've got to come up with an elevator speech, a freebie topic area, figure out keyword search, and then I'd like to finish what we spoke about in our 2-hour session, which is through my verbiage for the programs, and send you my handouts.
Perfect. All right. You all got it. Now, here's Steph. I heard from Jan that she saw you listed in the Karen Noller International Raw Food Day.
Yeah. I took our, you know, our nutrient module that we just did.
Yes.
I made it into a mini course.
Yes. Oh my goodness, I'll have to go download it. So it's an audio and the handout? Is that what you did?
It's an audio and a handout and 3 recipes.
Oh, how wonderful. Will you post the link to that in your or how people could get that in the forum on the Facebook page?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Yes. Please, because I want people to see what others are doing. It's really inspirational. And it may give others an idea.
Cool. Okay, yeah.
Right. And then that's something that, during this International Raw Food Day, it's exclusively being offered through Karen. Once that's over, if that's something you want to do, you just keep an opt-in page up for it and mention it periodically in a blog or whatever. So,
right.
Having you in. It's awesome.
So I don't have to just ditch that whole thing. I can just keep it up but just not call it Raw Food Day.
Exactly. I did that with, mm-hmm. I did her Christmas thing where she does like a Christmas, whatever it is, 12 days of Christmas or something. And I had a freebie for that, and it was called Blitz That Belly. And now we sell it in our store. We sell it.
I think I bought that.
There you go. You could have gotten it for free on the International Raw Food Day several years ago. Or not.
How
international,
cool.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing we did for her, I did participate in her International Raw Food Day last year, and it was a thyroid module. It's way over the top, but we got like 1,200 or 1,500 opt-ins from it, so it was worth it.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Great, so you guys have your stuff planned out. I will meet with Jane next week and the other two of you the following week, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, great.
Stop the beginning. This worked out okay for everybody being on the phone like this?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
You guys take care.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.